This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. According to the Bureau of Land Management, more than 67,000 wild horses and burros are roaming western public rangelands, and some of those animals are living closer to you than you might expect. The legendary Mustang Sanctuary in Alhambra works to rescue and train wild Mustangs and put them up for adoption. Kathy Lewis of the Sanctuary visited with me earlier this week to talk about the new horses they have available and what events they have planned for this summer. Kathy, our listeners have heard from you before, but I think it'd be great to start out and remind us where you're located and what you do at the legendary Mustang Sanctuary.
Thank you very much for having us today. And we are located in Alhambra, Illinois, right off of 44. We are exactly between Highway 55 and 70 off of Route 4. We deal with the wild Mustangs. We go to the government, to the branch of the BLM. We bring in the Mustangs. We gentle them down, and we find them adoptable homes. When we do this, we try to get the three-strike Mustangs. They are the Mustangs that have been up for adoption three times, and if they haven't been adopted out, they are sent to their long-term holding facilities, and from that point, they are shipped out to auction, and they are sold off by tractor trailer loads.
And how many Mustangs do you have at the sanctuary right now?
Right now, we've got 5 permanent residents and 1 wild burro that became a permanent resident. And we've got 2 here that we brought in last fall, and they have been adopted out, and they are just here for training.
All right, so a good group there, it sounds like. And you had also told me you recently have brought some new Mustangs in. So share with us kind of the process that happens and if you'd like to share anything about those horses.
Yes, last weekend we went up to Ewing, Illinois. They've got a holding facility up there, and they're not really open to the public, but they have adoptions once a month they'll have an adoption event. And to find out more about an adoption event there, you can go to blm.gov, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for there. And we went, and we ended up bringing in 3 new horses they will be up for adoption next week. And we've got 2 mares. One of them is a yearling, and the other one is like a 3-year-old. And we brought in 1 gelding that's a 2-year-old.
And as far as the adoption process goes, if someone would be interested, do they contact you or kind of tell us how that all works?
Where we come in at is we get these horses from the BLM. They are wild animals at that point in time. We bring them in, we work with them, we gentle them down, and we make them to where you can handle them. A lot of people don't know the first thing about gentling one. They think, oh, it's a cheap horse, I'm going to go get one, and then they get them, and they don't understand the horse itself. And then we end up getting phone calls. So we're trying to avoid that. And we go and get them, gentle them down. You come out, and we let the horse pick you. If you come out and say, ooh, that one's pretty, I want it, that horse may not be the right horse for you. So we kind of let the horse pick you. That way we know that you will bond with the horse because it was a wild animal. And it's a win-win situation for everybody. Then the horse is bonding and you're bonding with the horse, and it works out great.
And as far as days and times that people could come out and see the horses, do you have hours that the public is welcome to come?
They just need to give us a call ahead of time, and we can be reached at 618-616-8875. Just give us a call and say, hey, we're interested. We'd like to come out and see what you got, and we'll set up a day and time to where it's convenient for you. And also, if people want to come out and just visit and see the horses and everything, they're welcome to do that. Just give us a call ahead of time. I know we're going into the summer months, and a lot of people have out-of-town relatives, and they're looking for something different to do. they can always give us a call and say, hey, is it all right? I got relatives in. We were wanting to come on out. Just give us a call, and we'll set something up for you to come out and visit us.
Well, sounds like a fun opportunity for something to do this summer. And also, you have an event coming up towards the end of this month. So share with us what that's going to be and what's going to be happening.
Yes, May 28th at the St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois. We've teamed up with the Southern Illinois Mustang Association, which is a car club. It's not the horses, it's the cars. And we've teamed up with them, and they help promote us and everything. And every year we have this Mustang for Mustangs event. The cars will have a cruise in, and cars will be on display off and on throughout the day. We'll have a flea market, and we are still looking for some vendors for the flea market. We still have a few spaces left, so if anybody would like to get a space for the flea market, the spaces are 10 by 10, and they're $25, real good price. It'll be a fun day for the whole family out there. We'll have a jumpy house. We'll have the flea market. We have cars. We've even got a bicycle group this year that is going to come out with some of their antique bicycles and put them on display. We've just got a lot going on that day. There'll be all different kinds of flea market stuff there, all different vendors and everything.
Sounds like a fun event, and a question that might come to mind, or at least that I thought of, will the Mustangs, the actual horses, be there? Will people be able to see the horses at this event?
Yes, weather permitting, of course. Last year we brought a couple of them out, and we bring a portable round pen so they're corralled. They're not just running loose or anything. So, and the kids, we usually have a bunch of carrots that all the kids can feed them carrots, and they really like that. And kids just love petting them horses and feeding them, because a lot of the people are from the city, and they've never had their kids that close to a horse before, and they just really get a kick out of it.
So definitely a great family event and a chance to see some things that you might not normally get to see.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, well, remind us again the date and location for the Mustangs for Mustangs event.
That is May 28th. It kicks off at 10 a.m. and goes till whenever, and it will be held at the St. Louis Regional Airport in Bethalto, Illinois.
Okay, thank you very much, Kathy. Anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to add?
Oh, we've got a pretty busy summer coming up here. First off, I'd like to thank everybody that helped us and donated to us in the area. Last year, we were raising funds for a new horse trailer, and in January, we finally had the funds, and we went and purchased a newer used horse trailer, and we took it last weekend to get our first horses of the year, and it was just great. It was just, yeah, that's what the people do for us. They really understand where we're going and everything, and they want to help us all they can. So it just felt great to be able to go and get some more horses with the trailer that the donations helped us get. We will be in the Alhambra Parade. That is the first weekend in June. If anybody would like to come up and talk to us or anything, you're more than welcome to. After the parade, we'll go ahead, of course, and bring the horses home, but we'll still be wandering around the fairgrounds and everything. In July, they will be having a Mustang makeover out in Sedalia. We will not be participating in that, but we go every year to whichever one is closest. And we help the BLM promote the Mustangs, and it works out really well. We inform a lot of people, and we get a lot of inquiries just from the Mustang for Mustangs event. So that's always a good thing. In November, there is the Pet Expo in St. Charles at the Family Arena. And that's Rural King. We will be up in Rural King in October. Every October, we're up at Rural King. And we do hots and brats. And the people up in Litchfield just are wonderful people. They support us 100% every time we do that. We have a good time talking to everybody. So that just about wraps us up for this year as of right now.
Kathy Lewis of the legendary Mustang Sanctuary in Alhambra. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.